Today on Misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel.
Guy playing multiple hockey levels, tosses his ass in the pond after telling him he's going to do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw you in this water. You watch your mouth. And this is a nice warning.
It's very rare that you see a video like this where the person doing the hitting gets so much support from people.
I'm glad everybody got a good laugh out of it and, you know, had a good experience watching it.
In the moment, did you recall that you were narrating while hitting him?
Bang! Bang! Bang!
Have you seen the apology video he made?
I thought it was great. I think it was pretty well received by everybody. It made people laugh. It made people enjoy their day.
If you could say anything to Trevor now, what would you say?
It's great that he came out of the video. I'm not going to be holding grudges against a person that came out and said, hey, I screwed up. I'm happy that he was able to release that video, the apology, and kind of hopefully move on from it for himself as well.
Nick, thanks for joining me today on Misunderstood. Well, you have been one of the most talked about people this week. How does that feel?
I mean, it's been a lot. It's been a little overwhelming, to be honest. Not really much of a social media person. I just kind of keep to myself for the most part. So it's been a lot. Obviously, kind of nice to hear from a ton of people that I haven't talked to in years from my past. So it's actually been kind of cool in that regard to catch up with some folks and kind of, even regardless of what the conversation is, catch up and have, touch base with people from the past and make sure that, you know, everybody's still doing well.
Right. That's got to be the upside of it for sure. So, before we get into kind of what happened really briefly, can you, for people that don't even know the story, don't know you, can you just tell people a little bit about who you are?
Yeah, so I'm a former NHL hockey player, also a former minor league hockey player. I played in Russia. I think I spent 13 seasons playing professionally from 2004 to 2016. So it's kind of my background, you know, play hockey forever, grew up in a small town here in Alberta, Canada, and just kind of ran with it till ultimately like my mid-30s.
Oh, amazing. And are you still involved now? Are you a coach?
Yeah, so now I'm coaching U-17 AAA in Red Deer and the Red Deer Minor Hockey Association. So it's a good opportunity there to, you know, give back a little bit to the communities that are in the province I'm from and, hope to mentor kids to become kind of what they want to be.
Amazing. I love it. So before we get into what everybody is seeing, can you talk to us about that day beforehand? What led up to that day? What were you doing? What was the plan? Who were you with?
I do pretty much the same thing every day. Go to work, and then that happened to be a Friday, so we ducked out early just to go tee it up a bit with our buddies. With my buddy Chad and with my buddy Kyle. It was just a normal day. Like we get only a short golf season here in Alberta, so if you can duck out of work at 3 o'clock and go beat it around, then it's nice to get out and enjoy the sunshine.
So you guys obviously got it on video, which was awesome for everyone to see. Do you guys normally film what's going on, or did one of your buddies start to film when he saw what was happening?
Yeah, my buddy Chad grabbed his phone and just videotaped it. Just obviously, you never really know what's going to come of it. So he grabbed the video just to kind of be sure if, you know, there were some facts that weren't straight or whatever was the case may be. So we grabbed that just kind of, this looks cool, so I better grab this on film. Just you never know.
Right. You never know what's going to happen. So can you tell us what that moment was? I think you were at hole 14 or 15, right? And you had been getting annoyed for the last couple of holes because the guy was taking too long. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately he was having himself a day, and I think he just kind of lost track of kind of what was going on out on the course, kind of in terms of how the etiquette and the pace of play and how you treat people. And yeah, he was just having himself too much fun, and I understand that. And so by the time we caught up on hole 15, like we were backlogged with three or four groups there, and it was taking so much. And whatever came of it, it wasn't really something that you planned to leave the golf course with that story or with that experience. So normally at the golf course that just kind of went to shit really fast.
So are you normally like a hot-headed person? Are you somebody that's confrontational, or did this kind of come out of nowhere?
I mean, it's one of the things, right? I fought for a living for 13, 14 years, so it can come off that way. But typically, you know, once the NHL thing ended with you know, the hockey career ended, like, it's not something I'm really interested in anymore. It's more of the golf, to enjoy the time with the boys and enjoy the weather. And absolutely the last thing I'm looking for on a daily basis.
Right. Of course. So you're not out there like getting into fist fights on a weekly basis, I take it.
No, never.
Okay. So can you tell people a little bit about what happened? Did he start provoking you? Was he fighting with everyone, or how did it come down to that moment where we finally see what happened?
Yeah, I think it sounds like, kind of as the day went on, it sounds like he was kind of looking for a fight with anybody that would fight him. And there were several people that kind of were, somewhat, nervous about what was going on the course. So I just thought, I'm a little bigger than him. I could probably just maybe defuse the situation, get the fellas moving along by just saying, hey, let's get moving along here. And, I see in the video that kind of escalates into what happens in the video. But it's just a situation where I honestly think the guys were just having too much fun, and it really got blown out of proportion with kind of the way they're acting.
Oh yeah, of course. Well, and then at what moment did you realize, I mean, was there a second that you kind of feared for your safety and that's why you decided to lose it and start hitting him, or like what was going through your mind at that moment?
It's one of those things where it's not like, you always kind of think you got to protect yourself first, and it didn't. I don't know the guy. I don't know what was going on in his mind. I don't know kind of what he was capable of. And so I was like, well, I'm just, protect myself first. And like, even looking around at my friends, it's like, is this really going on? Like, I'm glad everybody got a good laugh out of it and, had a good experience watching it. But it was, it's just a very strange experience on the golf course.
Right. When it was happening, at any point, were you like, oh my God, this is going to become a big deal? Or were you just, did you not even think that would happen?
Like I said, I'm not really a social media person. I don't really know how it works. And it's one of those things where like, is this really happening? It's not something I think of like, oh, this is going to be a great video. It's more like, man, I don't really know. I'm so confused as to how this is happening and what's going on around me that like, I just got to protect myself first and kind of just go from there.
How did the video actually come out? Did one of your friends end up posting it? I forget what happened.
We have no idea. It's from a group chat to a group chat or something. We don't know where it came from. So.
Oh, and then someone somewhere saw it, and then it got bigger and bigger.
Yeah,
and bigger.
Exactly.
And do you recall, I mean, in the moment, did you recall that you were narrating while hitting him?
No, it's like I keep saying, it's one of those things where it was so bizarre that I was like, like it's just kind of like just kind of went with it, just kind of trying to enjoy a stupid situation. Like, I really don't know. It just kind of came out of nowhere. And it's just, I don't know. It's just like I was telling a few buddies, like, you go bowling or something, we always fire out a bang if you get a strike or something funny, or you just kind of get in the moment and have a fun and kind of run with it and have a bit of a, a decent time. And the whole time it was kind of like, I'm trying to defuse the situation and it's not working. So, right. Yeah, I really don't know. It's just kind of a thing that happened just for a good laugh.
Yeah. What was the fallout after, like the cops showed up? What ended up happening?
Yeah, so just they came, talked about it with us, and explained to him that it sounded like he had been threatening a few other people, and he had been kind of looking for fight. Which, like we say, you had yourself a day, you had a lot of fun, you made some mistakes. Hey, people understand that. So the cops just said, hey, what happened? Talked to him about it, and it's like, they had already received several complaints, so they just said, hey, enjoy the rest of your day. There's not really much here for you. Ultimately you both agreed to fight and it happened. So there's not really something we can do about it.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Feel your best and amplify your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
Did Trevor, that's the guy's name who you hit, did he get kicked off the course?
Yeah, he went home after that. So it's the last I've seen of him.
And was he like apologizing? Was he like, oh, I want to press charges? Like, what was his reaction when the cops came?
Oh, he was already gone when the cops came.
Oh, he was. Oh,
yeah, okay. He'd already headed home. So I don't know what happened to him.
Got it. So have you seen the apology video he made?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And what do you have to say about that?
I thought it was great. I think he came out and made a pretty cool video to kind of, you know, put a little bit of humor on his side into it and understood kind of what happened. And I think that's all of us could ask of him. And I think it was pretty well received by everybody, and ultimately kind of just, you know, hopefully just kind of put this whole thing to bed that, you know, he doesn't seem like a bad dude. Came with a pretty good video. I think everybody got a pretty good chuckle out of that too. And he understands like what happened. And, you know, that it probably could have been avoided, but I thought it was pretty good spirit for him. And, you know, that was probably good enough for me.
It's very rare that you see a video like this where the person doing the hitting gets so much support from people, enough so that, like, even, you know, Pat McAfee was talking about you. So many people have made memes about this. What does that feel like?
I mean, it's great. It's great in the sense that it made people laugh. It made people enjoy their day. I really don't care about the pats on the back, that kind of thing. It's not, like I said, we don't go to the golf course to make viral videos and get on the internet. We just go to golf, and for something to come of it that, I don't know, hopefully there is a good lesson learned. But ultimately, like, no one was hurt seriously, and people got a good laugh out of it. And it's, you know, ultimately it is what it is, that in that sense that I don't really care about memes and those things. I don't really use them, but people enjoyed it, and that's, no one's hurt. That's kind of the end of story.
Totally. Was there any negative fallout? Like, was anyone from your work like, what the hell are you doing? Or it was?
We had some discussions with people, kind of explain what went on, but it's obviously when there's a video that so many people see, that'll call for discussion to kind of make sure everybody's understanding what happened, and that obviously it could have been avoidable from both sides. However, it did happen. And as long as people understand why, and that's what more can you do?
Right. If you could say anything to Trevor now, what would you say?
I mean, I just think it's great that he came out of the video. Hey, whatever. It's not something like, I'm not going to be holding grudges against a person that came out and said, hey, I screwed up. We all saw the video. He's probably not feeling great about it. So, hey, good for you to come out and say, hey, I screwed up. You know, ultimately same thing, right? Like, that's part of being in a video like that, in my opinion, that you came out and owned it. And what more can you ask of someone that is going to take some negative feedback, that he's took it with a grain of salt, and it seems like the best he could do. And so I'm happy that he was able to release that video, the apology, and kind of hopefully move on from it for himself as well.
Well, I think with the internet, the only other thing we could ask for is if, you know, next time you guys are at the golf course, maybe you'll run into each other and play around with each other. That would be super, super funny.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
All right. So you're not striking up any friendship anytime soon and asking him to play golf, I guess.
I'll probably just keep with my same group of golf friends for the time being.
Right. Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, I appreciate you being on the show. Good luck with everything. Take care of yourself.
Awesome. Thanks, Rachel.
We hope you enjoyed this interview with Nick Tarnaski. If you want to listen to our post-podcast conversation, as well as Rachel and I's thoughts on the CEO of Astronomer getting caught at a Coldplay concert with his affair partner, you guys need to become a Patreon member today, or you could also become an Apple subscriber. Either way, you guys are getting the same episodes, whether you become a member on one or the other. The only difference is on Patreon, you get to watch the episode, and on Apple Podcast, you will only be able to listen to the episode. We greatly appreciate all your guys' support. Catch you on the next one.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled MISS understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. Misunderstood.